was first broadcast in October last year. Next, Sunday's Drama on Three is a production of Saint Joan by George Bernard Shaw. That's at 8:30 next Sunday here on BBC Radio 3.
This week on The Verb, in front of a Boston audience at Mac Birmingham, we're featuring the first of our Verb New Voices showcases. Two poets at exciting stages in their careers will be reading new work developed specially for the show. But why don't I let them introduce themselves using 10 carefully chosen Verby words?
Fatima Al-Matar, from Kuwait. Lawyer, poet, painter, interior designer, single mummy.
I am Bogdan Piasecki, performance poet from Poland, based in Birmingham.
Also on this week's programme, the novelist David Lodge on consciousness, the writer Catherine O'Flynn on the Birminghamness of Birmingham, and a newly commissioned piece from the memoirist Satnam Sangera. It sounds Boston to me. The Verb, Friday at 10 p.m. on Radio 3.
Back to the Sunday evening. It's 1 minute past 10 and now on BBC Radio 3 World Roots. And this week it's a concert recorded last Wednesday at the Barbican in London. To introduce it, here's Lucy Duran.
This concert is called The Ecstatic Journey. It's a celebration of the music of Sufism and we'll be hearing Sufi musicians from Indonesia and Pakistan. From Pakistan, we welcome back to Radio 3 a musician who we first met at the 2006 Radio 3 Awards for World Music. He's Sain Zahoor, a singer from Lahore, whose music is in the tradition of the travelling troubadours of Pakistan, who can be heard singing outside the shrines of Sufi saints throughout the country. Well, since winning the Radio 3 Award, Sain Zahoor has travelled the world with his music and has made several albums. And this year, he contributed to the soundtrack for the film West is West. First, though, we'll hear Sufi music from Indonesia. This is a group of young musicians from Jakarta called Ensemble Syubanul Akhyar. They trace their ancestry back centuries to the Arabs who migrated to Indonesia from Yemen. They're led by the singer Nanang Kurnia Wahab, who formed the group in 1997 with friends at his Islamic boarding school. In a moment, we'll talk to the group's international manager, Alan Weber. But here they are, from Jakarta, Ensemble Syubanul Akhyar.
حق النذير ليس المسبلا سبل الرشاد.
Well, I'm backstage at the Barbican with the artistic director of tonight's concert. And actually, he's someone who's been very, very active for many, many years on the world music scene. So it's nice to see you again, Alain Weber.
Thank you very much.
So tonight is devoted to Sufism from countries around the world. Can you tell me what Sufism is?
Well, that's very
interesting question.
It will take a few days to explain exactly what is Sufism. But at least what is interesting regarding this evening is the fact that most of the time you find in the expression of Sufis, which is, I would say, the mystical part of the Islam, the use of music and poetry. But most of the time, before everything, they were poets. So they were going from land to land, and they were preaching Islam. They were sometimes singing, they were telling stories. And in order to try to build a relation with God and to have this feeling of God, of course, they were using kind of music, trance, dance, to express the idea of being in relation, in communion with God, which is also most of the time related to the idea of ecstasy. It's a concept which was spreading all over the Islamic countries and was not really too much respected from the official point of view.
Yes,
the
Sunni tradition. So how is Sufism viewed within kind of a more orthodox Islam? Because music is a very sort of contested artistic expression within Islam, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Well, it's you have a lot of different opinions on that subject. At least, of course, everything which has to do with feelings and sensuality, even in the spiritual way, is always more or less dangerous. You know, like
in any religion.
In any religion, of course, it is, and it's very much open to the other monotheist religion, such as Christianity and also Judaism. They are much more open to the idea of the three universal monotheist religions than the, of course, other schools of Islam.
So we tend to think of Sufism as coming from places like Turkey and North Africa, but actually one of the groups that's featured in this Sufi night is from Indonesia.
Yeah, right. This is, in fact, the first time that we are presenting an Indonesian Sufi group, I think, in Europe. They never came, at least in this type of hall and concerts. And
that's exciting.
It's very exciting. You know, they come from Jakarta, from Java Island, and their name is Suganul Akhyar Ensemble. And they are young people, in fact, and you know, so I was saying all these Sufi went all over the world to spread the Islam. Mostly in Indonesia, what did happen is that you had at that time a merchant coming from Yemen.
So you had traders coming from Yemen.
There were traders coming from Yemen.
Navigators shipping through and when would that have been?
Indian Ocean in the 11th and 12th century. You must not forget that Indonesia is the most important Islam country in the world. And you
important
know,
important in terms of just
in terms
the
of
size
number of
population.
Numbers of Muslims, yeah. In terms of number, you know, we know about Indonesian dance, like you know the gamelan and the dance from Bali, influence from Hinduism. But most of the people are Muslims and they practice Sufism and they have two schools. And regarding Indonesia, which is interesting, is how they adapt the Arabic music with the scales, the modal scales. The Arabic scales to their own scales, which is a pentatonic scale in Indonesia, and also they took the gambus. The gambus is the lute from Yemen. How they took it and they built the music around this gambus style.
And Alain, how popular is this band in Indonesia? How well known are they?
This one is very well known. It's the number one in Indonesia nowadays. You know, they organize kind of performance every year. Where they elect the most famous one, the most interesting one, and this one won twice. What is interesting is that they're very young people, so they're starting their career, and at the same time, they're very involved in their beliefs and also in their music. So we wanted to show this new aspect of generation, you know, things are changing, the world is changing, but at least there are some kind of tradition who are still surviving through the need or the passion of a new generation.
يوم الزنا يوم الزنا يوم الزنا أهلا وسهلا شرفوا أحبابنا أهلا
Yeah.
صلوا عليه صلوا.
That was the ensemble Subhanul Akhyar from Jakarta, Indonesia, playing at this night of Sufi music at the Barbican in London, recorded for World Roots. For the rest of the programme, we're going to hear the music of Sain Zahoor from Pakistan. Sain, we first met you at the 2006 Radio 3 Awards for World Music. Very few of us had heard of you at the time, but 5 years on, you've travelled the world, you've made records, you've contributed to film soundtracks. Your life has changed a lot.
ये देखो जो बदले आए तो सुवली का कलाम ज्यादा हो से नाम तो वगे.
Since then, the poetry of Sufi poets like Amir Khusro has helped me to promote their message of love throughout the world, and that has helped me to excel as well.
Sain, in the last few years, your country, Pakistan, has been through various upheavals and difficulties. And I wonder, how is it for you as a musician now in Pakistan?
My Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he has conveyed me the message of love and selflessness. It's not the message of killing others. It's the message to love and serve others. When I see such things, I pray that God give them guidance, the true path of love and enlightenment. And I hope that when this message of love and selflessness will be promoted, all these things will be overcome, and there will be peace, harmony, and love among the people. And this will also be a moment of enlightenment for my religion, Islam.
I'm looking at some of the lyrics, some of the poetry that you sing. Here is one, and the title is Ilmo Bas Karo Oyar. And the translation is, here is the wisdom seller, meaning the sheikh, showing off with his tons of books and snobbery of his knowledge, whereas the path of God is simple and direct. So is that the kind of poetry that you're singing?
See, one can read a lot of books, go to a lot of places to learn, but the most important journey is within oneself. The most important and the most difficult journey is the spiritual journey of someone within himself. It's difficult. You can read a lot of books, tons of books, but you cannot conquer yourself. It's not easy. And once you overcome this problem, you conquer yourself, your own feelings, then you realize that whatever else is in the world is nothing to you. Whatever is outside is nothing to you. The only thing is love, love of the people, and love of God, and love of your guide.
And so in this very brief moment that we've had talking to each other, Sain, it has become quite clear to me that you sing the same whether you're in the Barbican here in London or whether you're on the streets of Lahore or wherever you are. Your message is the same.
To me, the only thing is truth. I have to convey this truth to people in Lahore, Karachi, Multan, or be they are in Barbican, in London, New York. This truth asks me to simply promote that thing, that message. No matter how difficult this promotion or conveying this message, I am ready to sacrifice my own life, because I have learned from my guides, my saints, like Bulle Shah and Amir Khusro, Baba Farid Ganshakar. And this is also the teaching of my other saints, Imam Hussain, Imam Hassan, that I have to convey this message of love no matter what the circumstances and what the people are before me.
तुम दात सफा तो इश्क दिया बकरी कुली दिन ते रात इश्क दिया ए चौदा तबका अंदर सावा इश्क दिया औखे पंडे ओ जम्मा रवा इश्क दिया अल्लाह हजरत मामा बुल्ले शाह लिखया है पढ़ी इलम ते फादल हो वे कदे अपने आप नूं पढ़िया ना बज बज वड़ना मंदर मसीत वे कदे मन अपने बेच बड़िया ना लड़ना रो शैतान देना वे कदे ना सपने नाल लड़िया ना बुल्ले शाह असना नी उड़ दिया फड़ो नहीं ये जिड़ा घर बैठा उन्हों पढ़िया बस करी यो यार दिल मु बस करी यो
Thank you. इश्क बुल्ले नचावे यार, इश्क बुल्ले नचावे यार, नचना पैंदा जद सामने होवे यार ते नचना पैंदा आए सामने होवे यार ते नचना पैंदा आ जा यार दे दीदार सोना यार दे दीदार आ जा
Sain Zahoor, Sufi music from Pakistan, here at the Barbican in London. Sain Zahoor sings and plays the string instrument, the ektara. He's accompanied by Mohammed Mushtaq on harmonium, Mohammed Ijaz on flute, Riyasat Ali on percussion, Ranja on tabla, and Shaukat Ali on dholak drum. And to end, we're going to hear one more song from Sain Zahoor. It's a poem in praise of the 18th century Sufi poet Bulleh Shah, who wants to get away from the crowds to find peace and tranquility. Chai bule ote chadiye. Let's go to a place where no one knows about you.
Hazrat Maa Bulleh Shah likhya. Chal bulleya, chal othe chali.
Asli marna mar gaya koi aur kal samjhe na. ٹائم دے پابند مہربانی بہت بہت شکریہ محفل کا شکریہ کہ بی بی سی نندن والوں نو مولا کرم کیتی رکھے اللہ اسی شان
Music of Sain Zahoor from Pakistan from a concert at the Barbican in London last Wednesday. World Roots was introduced by Lucy Duran and the producer was Roger Short. Well, next week's programme is starting rather later than usual at 20 to 11 when there'll be a studio session from the veteran Bulgarian choir Le Mystère des Voix Bulgares. That's World Roots at 20 to 11 next Sunday night here on BBC Radio 3.
The Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, played by one of the stars of the 2011 BBC Proms. Radio 3 live in concert with French violinist Renaud Capuçon. A great violin concerto in Radio 3 live in concert with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and its principal conductor, Kirill Karavits. Wednesday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. 1 minute past 11. And this week's jazz lineup now is an in-concert edition presented by Claire Martin. And can you guess the identity of tonight's star performer from these comments from members of the audience?
Well, I've been following her career for a long, long time. Not quite as old as she is, but I'm getting on that way. And I think she's wonderful, always has been. And I think she's living up to the image tonight. Legendary indeed.
She's a spectacular star. She's got musical quality, which is exceptional.
She's a legend. I like her voice, I like her presence, and so it was an occasion that I couldn't miss.
Well, it's the first time I heard her many years ago at Henley.
She's just phenomenal, same as she was as a younger woman.
Always liked her. I've got her CDs and just an opportunity to see her. Never actually seen her in the flesh before, and tonight was a chance to do so.
Well, you might have guessed they're talking about Cleo Lane, who we featured this week for the whole of the programme, in a recording made in June of this year at the Glasgow International Jazz Festival at the City Hall. During the concert, she performs with her daughter Jackie and her son, bassist Alec. And also in the band, a long-time Dankworth pianist and accompanist John Haller, Mike Smith is playing the drums, the trombone is Mark Nightingale, and Andy Panay is on reeds. Well, Dame Cleo is the only female performer to have received nominations in the jazz, popular and classical music categories of the Grammys. She's regarded as one of the great jazz singers, up there in the same league as Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae. Her four-octave range, which she's famed for, is in full evidence during this concert you're about to hear, as she demonstrates her wonderful vocal agility and playful yet always intelligent and heartfelt phrasing. The concert begins with Cleo and John's appreciation of Shakespeare as she performs All the World's a Stage.
All the world's a stage. And all the men and women merely play out. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, and one man in his time plays many parts. Oh, the world's a stage. Oh, the world's a stage. Oh, the world's a stage. Music be the food of love, play on, give me excess of it. That's a fighting the appetite, basic and so die. That strain again, it had a dying follow, it came all my years, like the sweet south that breathes upon a bank of violence, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. Tea is not so sweet now as it was before. Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity, receiveth as the sea. Nought enters there of what validity and pitch soever, but falls into abatement and low price even in a minute. So full of shapes is fancy, that it alone is high fantastical. If music be the food of love, hey, that's staying again. It had a dying fall, it came on my ears, like the sweet south the breeze upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odor. Enough, no more. Not so sweet now as it was before. A spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity, receive it as a sin. Nor enters there of what validity and pitch soever, but falls into abatement and low price, even in a minute. So full of shapes is fancy, that it alone is high fantastical. If music be the fruit of love, play on, play on. Thank you. I like starting off my concerts with a little bit of Shakespeare, but just in case the audience is very intellectual, and I smelt that you were a touch intellectual. So I started with All the World's a Stage, which I'm sure everyone knew was Shakespeare, and If Music Be the Food of Love too. John Dankworth did the arrangement, and he used to love working with Shakespeare. We did a whole album called Shakespeare and All That Jazz, and we got a 5-star award in America on the magazine Downbeat. And not many people get 5 stars. Some get 4, 4.5, 3, 2.5, 3.5, 1.5. But we got 5. And we have been living off it ever since. But he liked, John liked working with Shakespeare because Shakespeare didn't argue and he got all the royalties. Hear my voice wherever you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Hop a plane or a breeze, on your hands or on your knees, sweet. Come back to me on another.
break the law if you must. Call.